Ronnie Buber hadn't lived in his apartment very long before he became aware of his neighbors. They seemed to be running a table saw every evening. At least, as Ronnie sat in his red leather chair in his smoking jacket, enjoying his after-dinner pipe, he heard, without fail every evening, a sound that sounded very much like a table saw coming from the apartment next door. There was a good reason for this. Ronnie Buber's next-door neighbors were, every evening between dinner and bedtime, running a table saw in their apartment. Mr. and Mrs. Pitnick were not only marmosets, but they were accomplished cabinet makers. They spent their evenings making some of the finest cabinetry ever constructed by marmosets. They only worked in the evenings, as they both had regular day jobs at a local insurance broker's. At the time Ronnie Buber was living next door to them, they were working on a very special and very secret project. You see, the Pitnicks, besides being accomplished cabinet makers and very fine claims adjusters, were also agents of the Soviet government. This was during the early 80s, and the Cold War was still going on. The Pitnicks had been specially tasked by Leonid Brezhnev himself with the job of constructing the very first all-wooden marmoset-operated spy plane. There had been other wooden spy planes before, but none of them had been capable of being operated by a marmoset, and Brezhnev felt that this left a serious gap in Soviet defense technology that could be exploited by the West. So when Ronnie Buber was relaxing in his apartment at night, the sound he was hearing was the sound of the international communist conspiracy getting stronger. Ronnie didn't know this, of course, but he found the noise irritating nonetheless. And that is why he called the police. And that is how they came to discover the massive communist conspiracy. And that is how the Pitnicks came to be exchanged late one night at a Berlin checkpoint for a stoat named Miles Babich, who had been building a radio transmitter in Vladivostok made entirely out of peanut brittle.